B'Shviyas Daf Chav Zayin, as we continue here in the fourth parak, all about issues of dealing with one's field in Shemitah. And the last point that we made, which I wanted to comment on, was the Lashon of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva checked around, and somebody told Rabbi Akiva that, yeah, I'm doing this for the Mutter Way. I'm pruning because I want to use it for the nets in my olive tree and my olive press. And Amar Leh, he answers, Halev Yodeya Im La'akol Im La'akol Kolos. Right, Hashem knows. Hashem knows, basically, if you're telling the truth or not. So that was Rabbi Akiva's way of saying, okay, it's on your shoulders, it's not on my shoulders. Right, that Lashon appears in the Bavli also. The Bavli also in Sanhedrin, Daf Chavav, Amin Aleph, a similar idea that a number of Rabbanim were walking, and they saw people doing things that didn't look so perfect. And also the Lashon is used. I'll read the story. They were going to add on a month to the year. Pagabu Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish met them. Reish Lakish was walking with them. Omar, Ezalechsi, Heche Avid Ulder. Reish Lakish says, okay, I want to see how they add on a month. So Achazia Luhu Gavra, the Kakarav, they saw somebody plowing. Omar Lohan, he said, Reish Lakish said to them, what's he doing? Kohen Vachoresh, this is how an Orthodox Jew acts. They said, oh, maybe he has a good excuse. Maybe he's working for a guy. Maybe he's paying for doing it for taxes. They saw somebody else. They saw somebody else that was pruning, like our story. What's he pruning? He's doing it for the nets, for his olive press. Reish Lakish answers, Halev Yodeya. Right, the heart knows. Im la ekel, im la akal kalos. Right, that's the Lashon that is used also here in our Gemara. So again, the heart knows. Tosfos wonders there. La ekel beis abad. He's using it for his olive. As Tosfos there in Sanhedrin, mikashim mikol makom mabakach, mikol makom mashbiach hakerem. What do you mean? If you're doing something that's being mashbiach the kerem, that's helping out your vineyard, isn't that usur, right? And Tosfos says, "Dahachi amrina beperakla gadol hazomer v'tzarach le'etzim." If somebody prunes and he's doing it for their wood also, not just to help out his tree that's growing, chayev shtayim mishum kotzer mishum noteya achanami shvichayev for avodas noteya shvichayev noteya. Tosfos is comparing Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Shemitah. And just like this psik ratio, so to speak, over there, if I'm doing something that is helping the ground, even if my kavana is to use it, so I'll be chayef two, but here too. So those is comparing Shemitah and Shabbos. So we mentioned that that's a machlokas rishonim, machlokas haposkim, but Tosfos has two answers. V'yesh lomar, number one, da avid lei, maybe he was doing it in a way that was not automatically a help for the tree. The shiny Gabi Shabbos, and here is another example of a chumrah for Shabbos. Usually Malachas Bach Shabbos, we mentioned, is a kula for Shabbos, a higher standard. But here Tosfos says, the shiny Gabi Shabbos, Malachas Bach Shabbos, Asra Torah, was Misavda Machshavaso. Aval Gabi Shviyas, Ein Lesser, Rak Hecha, De Mashpiach HaKarka. Right, Tosfos says, an example of of Malachas Bach Shabbos being a higher standard in other areas, while on Shabbos is a lower standard, is it easier to be mechayev by Shabbos? But anyway, Tosfos accepts his assumption, and that if it would be automatically good for the land, so then it would be usur, it would be mishum psik reish. So that's Tosfos in Sanhedrin, chav vav amen aleph, but again, it has to do with le'ekel beis abad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Rashi, sometimes Ala Torah, quotes this type of idea. Sometimes by certain averis, it says afterwards, ani Hashem. And the Hashem knows. Hashem knows, right? This is the answer that the Klei Yakar gives to the Minchas Chinuch's Kasha. It's not really true, because the Minchas Chinuch lived 300 years after the Klei Yakar. Klei Yakar was the chief rabbi in Prague after the Maharal. And Reb Shlomo Ephraim Lenschitz, and the Minchas Chinuch obviously was 1800s. But the Minchas Chinuch's Kasha is, we know, Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. One is not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind man. And we talk all that means. That means of facilitating somebody to do an Avera or giving them bad advice. What about literally? What about putting a rock in front of a blind man? What Avera am I going to get? So we spoke recently about the Isser of Hezek, if it gets damaged, the Isser of hurting somebody, Chovel. What about the Avera of Lifnei Iver? In front of a blind man, do not put a stone. So Minchas Chinuch wonders that the poskim don't quote that. In the discussion of Lifnei Iver, says the Minchas Chinuch in Reish Lamed Beis, Midiri Arava Machaber Vechim Midiri Arava Nira. The pasuk as Adilaf Eiver Yotza Lagamri Mipshuto. It seems like it's totally not learned efforts pshat. And the Minchas Chedek is bothered by that because the Gemara says in Yevamis Stav Chav Dalid that every pasuk has pshat and has drash, except for one. There's one exception to the rule. Haya HaBachar Asher Teleid. HaBachar Asher Teleid by Yibam means the older brother. It does not mean the child that will be born. But that's the only exception to the rule. There's no other exception. So ask the Minchas Chinuch, Lo Yadati Minolon Dezeh HaMefurash Eina Bechlal Alav. I don't know why what's mefurish about putting a rock in front of a blind man, that's not included in the lav. I don't understand why. So the Klei Yakar answers a couple hundred years before. I'll tell you why. Because what does the Lifnei Iver, what does the Pasuk say? Lifnei Iver lo sitein mechshol, right? A Pasuk in Kedoshim. Lifnei Iver lo sitein mechshol. Ani Hashem. So what's that Ani Hashem? Says the Klei Yakar, if you put a rock in front of a blind man, you don't need God to scream and announce that that's wrong. Everybody knows that what you're doing is terrible and evil. So what's the Ani Hashem? It must be a case where only I know. And that's giving bad advice. And that's facilitating an Avera. That's why the Pasha Pshat can't be putting a rock in front of a blind. So that's the same idea here. Hashem knows. Hashem knows. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara here on Chav Vav Mabez, here in Shvius, Masis Mishnah. So there is Kavsa. We had this quoted earlier. If you have a field that you remove the thorns of the field, you took the thorns out, right, to help everything grow better. So you're not allowed to do that. But is there a knas? Are we going to fine you after Shemitah to delay? You're not allowed to use this field. So Tizar Lamozi Shvius, no. If you took out the thorns, then you are not allowed. You are allowed to plant during Motzei Shvius. One of two reasons the Mefarshim explain: either because the whole thing is Durabanan anyway. Remember, there's not one of the malachas that are one of the avodos that are Asur Daraisa in Shvita. So, because it's Durabanan anyway, we're not going to be so harsh on you. Number one. Number two, the way the Mefarshim say it here, the Ras Yirlio, how much does this do? Okay, it helps out a little bit by taking the thorns off of the field. But it's not mamish getting it ready. It's not like plowing. So because it doesn't do as much, says the Maras Yolio, Lafisha lo hukna adayin lizria, lo kansua. It's not ready for zria right now, so they didn't find you in this case. So tizara la motzoi shvius, it can be planted in and seeded in motzoi shvius. There is a machlokas, Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom in Bechoros. Rashi says what we're talking about in this Mishnah are only detached thorns. Thorns that happen to be scattered around the field, that might be preventing the what's grow underneath from growing properly. But if it's attached, then maybe that's real. That would be more of a help to the field, and maybe there we would fine you. And that's what Tosfos explains also. Tosfos says, there's Rashi and Bechoros. Rashi and Bechoros says, Shenotal kotseha mimena shahayu tlushin umifuzarin ba. They were detached. And Tosfos explains, it's a hard Tosfos to understand. Tosfos says, you know why? If it would be attached, it would be worse. Because on Shabbos, taking them out would be kotzer daraisa. Vadinimo, de'ef shalomar, but kotzim shayu mechubarim, de'im kein lo tizara dike sir daraisa, but intilasam, shemi yapes akarka. 1 second. I'm sorry, not Shabbos. That's Tosfos for, I dropped the gun. Tosfos is saying that if they would be attached, it would also be nesir daraisa. No, it wouldn't be. That's not one of the two. Zoreya and Zomer? What's the Tosfos talking about? So the Chazonish says, because on Shabbos this would be Nisa Daraisa, so that's why the parallel act here would be more Chamor. That's how Tosfos, the Chazonish explains this Tosfos here. But anyway, if you look at Rabbeinu Gershom, he just says, what does this Kapsa mean? Sha'akar hakotzim mimena. You uprooted the thorn. Sounds like even if they're attached. Even if they're attached, that doesn't do such a great things for the field. So therefore, it is mutter even if it's attached. So again, let's get back to the Mishnah. So a field that you remove the thorns from, which you're not supposed to do, pashtus is an issa d'rabanan, there's no knas after shvita. Tizar lamotzei shvius. Sheni taiva sheni daira. But if you actually need taiva means that you plowed it. Nidaira means you sent your animals in there to fertilize, right, from the word deer. So then, lo tizar lamotzei shvius. So then, you're fined. You're fine. You're not allowed to use it the year after Shemitah, right? After Shemitah, we fine you. We spoke earlier in the Masechta, what happens if a father did this, do we fine the son? Right, but a number of areas. If a father worked it during Chol HaMoed, or a father worked up to Chol HaMoed, something that needed to be done, right, all the dika. If a father is Sorem Ozen Bebechar, makes a mum in the Bechar. Different cases, the Gemara here and in Masechas Gittin spoke about. Says the Gemara, Sada Shini Taiva, a field that was plowed, so you're not allowed to work it during Shemitah. You're not allowed to plant in it, Motzoi Shemitah, that's the Knas. Beit Shammai Omrim, are you allowed to eat those fruit though? Are you allowed to eat the fruit? What's called ne'evad. You have a field that was ne'evad. Are you allowed to eat the fruit? Beit Shammai Omrim, ein ochlim perosei b'shvias. No, you can't. You can't. Beit Shammai says, we fine that fruit, and now let eat it. Beit Hillel Omrim ochlin. Yes, you can. You're allowed to. The person himself can't. The person himself can't. But Beit Hillel says, you can. Let's read the Ma'aser Leo. Beit Hillel Omrim ochlin. Tekivan disadeh b'shvias hefker. Shvius, the parents are hefker, right? I wanted to clarify from yesterday. I didn't mean that somebody, when I spoke about going into one's field and taking out the rocks, if it's open, I didn't mean that you could just go in and take things, right? The field, the rocks and the sticks of somebody else's field are not hefker during Shemitah. Only the parents are hefker. So you have to ask. Okay, but that was just from yesterday. The kivan d'stay b'shada b'shvias hefker, since the fruit or hefker ain adam oser davar shena shalo, you can't aser. So if I work the field, I can't aser that fruit because it's not mine. Via filim b'maisa rabba, and even according to some shitas in the Gemara, even if I did a physical action, even a maisa rabba, via filim antipolig, and even if you want to say, oh, if you do an action, then adam oser davar shena shalo, hainu ba'avod zara d'oraisa kapolig. That's only by Nisa Daraisa of Avodah Zarah. Aval Shvius Darabanan, but in our context, la, we wouldn't say so chamor. Even with a Maisa, we would not say that you're able to aser something that's not yours. The lav kol kemine, lahavkia koach ha'aniyim, the koach kule alma. You don't have the power to uproot the koach of the aniyim and the koach of the whole world. Fine. And then he adds, v'chishor beisila gabe peris avei rahinu lacherim. And of course, beisila's heter is only to other people, not to the avarian himself. Aval Rasha ha'over pshita da asire, right? The one who did it, obviously, is aser. Similar dumya the term ozim b'bechor. Like I said before, if a kohen makes a mum in the ear of a karban to remove the kedusha, to the day da, but isura kansu lachrini lo kansu, he can't take part, but others can take part. So that's the machloka b'sharim b'silal by nevad, and we of course pass on by b'silal. We paskin that nevad is not aser during Shemitah. So if there are a pair of Shemitah that somebody worked. During the Shemitah year, one is allowed to partake of the fruit. And it even has Kedusha. And it even has Kedusha, that's Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Good. Beis Shammai Omrim, in Ochlin Perish Shvius Betova. So now Separdin. Separdin of, you know, somebody has a lemon tree in their yard. Somebody has a lemon tree in their yard. So I know you have a lemon tree. You have a sign up that says, Hefker Shemitah. So I go into your yard and take some lemons. So Beis Shammai Omrim, in Ochlin Perish Shvius Betova. You can't eat it betova. What does that mean? You can't say, being machzik, returning the favor, so to speak. Right? The Rambam says in where he quotes this halacha in Vav Tes Vav. The Rambam says, just find the Rambam. The Rambam says at the end of a parak Vav, Ochlin perish fias betova v'shalo betova. Where we pass in like Beisila. Let's just finish the Mishnah, then we'll read the Rambam. Beishami omer Ochlin perish fias betova. Ubeisila omer betova v'shalo betova. No, you're allowed to do a betova and shalo betova. What does that mean? Says the Rambam. Ochlin perish fias betova v'shalo betova. Ketzad betova. Sheyitin lo perish fias kemisha asa imo tova. Shenasan lo, o sheyachnisu leginaso, lechol kemisha asa imo betova. You could give perish fias. Right, as a favor, and even in both directions. Umisha nasnu lo perishvias b'matano shnaflo b'yerusha. Hariza ochlam kedersh ochlam perish osiv osu atzpo min asada. Okay, if you get the fruit, you have to treat it properly and eat it. But you're allowed to return the favor. The other some of Farshim say here. The Marasilio says, are you allowed to say thank you? Beit Shammai says you can't say thank you. Why? Because it's not his. It's hefker, and we don't want to treat him like a balabas. He's not the owner. And therefore, we want everybody to realize it's Hefker. But that's the Rasilio. Sheyachzik tova lebailam mishalach ilaso. I'm so happy. You're such a nice person to let me take your fruit. It's not his fruit. It's not his fruit. It's my fruit as much as it is. He lets me, you can thank him for being able to walk through the yard. Right? That is he has drisas regel, but in terms of more than that, not. So that's the machloket between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says you're allowed to, thank him betova v'shalo betova. He's not worried that it's going to lead to anything more, and it's okay. Rabbi Yehuda omer chilaf advarim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that this is flipped. Beis Hillel is the one that says you're not allowed to, and Beis Shammai says you're allowed to, and because of that, this is on Rabbi Yehuda's list. Zemi kule Beis Shammai umichrame Beis Hillel. This is on the list of the kulas of Beis Shammai and the chumras of Beis Hillel that are listed in Maseches Idios. Okay, weiter. Sadesh Niskapsa. We translated already Niskapsa and Nitaiba, but now we're going to retranslate it because there's a machlokas really what it means. Sadesh Niskapsa v'chulu Taman Amrin. Right over there in Bavel, they said Bishenitlu Kotzeha. In Bavel, they translated as we did before. Niskapsa means they remove the thorns. V'rabbana dahacha Amrin, but the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael here say Mishacharash. No, it means plowed. It means plowed. So that's going to get us in trouble, because we translated in taiva, the next word is plowed. So the first line can't mean, a field that's plowed, there's no kanas, and you're allowed to work it on Motzei Shvius. And a field that's plowed, you're not allowed to. So that you gotta, we got trouble. So, al daitayu d'rabbanan d'hacha. So according to the Rabbanan of Hassam, meaning the Rabbanan of Bavel, everything's good. Because the first line means, if you remove the thorns, there's no kanas. The second line means, if you plowed, there is a kanas. But according to the Rabbanan Dehacha that say the first line also means plowed, so we're in trouble. Al datayo Rabbanan Dehacha Ezu Hatiyuv. So what does Netaiva mean? If the first line means plowed, so the second line can't mean plowed. So the Gemara answers, Kalam Chorshim Pamachas Vucharish Nepamim. No, it means a second type of plowing. Right? Everybody does one time. If niskapsa means you plowed it once. You plowed it once, that's okay. That doesn't do a super-duper job in terms of getting the field ready, and therefore, there's no kanas. But if he plows a second time, the taiva means he plowed it a second time, then we're going to fine. Says the Gemara, the cocaine? Well, why should even one plowing be allowed? Right? What charish is mamish teisa daraisa of Shemitah. Right, for cocaine, look at the Mara folder, bitmiya. The mashma charisha achas muteres, the first time is muter. V'chi muter lachrosh b'shvias be'eretz Yisrael. The mart kolam chorshim charisha achas. Everybody does one charisha. Everybody does one charisha, right? We're not talking about over avera. So what's the Gemara talking about? Amar Rav Yosi Barbun Taman Eina Malchus Oneses. No, over there where we say that even the first time is usur, right? That's talking about in a place where there's no force, there's no government that's forcing you to do it, so then even one time of plowing is usur. Bramhacha, malchus oneses. But here, right, where the malchus, the government is forcing, what are you forcing? Look at Mara Folda. Kofel lasos avodas karka b'shvias. The government forces you to work the land during Shvita, ula charsha, and to plow it. Ve'iyafshar lasor lamozor mozai shvias. You can't make them have a knas, right? It's not their fault. So that's why the first one is going to be okay. The second one is going to be a problem because that's beyond, right? The first one is enough for the government. The second one would be to try to make it even better for you. So that's why the second one would be us. It sounds like from here that this is all a financial issue. So if you look back at that Gemara, Sanhedrin Chavav Man Aleph in the Bavli, if you look at the top Tosfos, the Gemara there seems to say a similar Gemara, and Tosfos there asks, for financial purposes, you can violate Isuri Daraisa. Right, the government wants taxes, and therefore you can work on Shabbos. So what's going on here? That because the government is forcing you, you're doing charisha. Charisha is daraisa. So as Tosfos there, Sanhedrin Chavav Manalef, the top Tosfos now, second Tosfos of Chavav Manalef that we're doing today. V'yim Tomar Mishumar Nona Hitiru Lachosh V'Lizroa Daviyisur Daraisa. So it's daraisa to work to plow. So what's going on here? So Tosfos has two answers. V'yesh Lomar Mari B'Shvias B'Zvan Azeh Derabanan. Number one, Shvias Bezvan Hazeh, which is Durabanan, and once it's Durabanan, you have a lot more flexibility. It's a Durabanan to save the money. Number one. Number two, Tosfos says, Inami Yishlomar Pikuach Nefeshu. Their life was in danger. It wasn't just financial. Sheshoa Lema Melas Mas. The king was asking for money, for taxes. Ve'ein Lohem Ma Yifra'enu. And they didn't have what to pay him. And if they wouldn't pay him, they would get killed. V'meisim B'tfisas HaMelech. V'chiyim Eber Yerushalmi Mishum Chaye Nefesh. And he quotes the Yerushalmi Mishum Chaye Nefesh. That's why it would be allowed. Interesting discussion in the post-skim. In general, Am I allowed to violate a Nisa Drabanan in a case of Hefsid Meruba? I have to give the Rama quotes in Hilchos Sukkah. We know we've mentioned this often in Tafresh Nun Vav. The Rama quotes the idea of giving away all your money not to violate a Nisa Daraisa. Right? A mitzvah saseh, there's a maximum amount, how much you have to spend. But if somebody, to violate a low saseh, the Rama says, Yitin koma monokodem sha yavar. Gotta give away all your money. Not to violate an isser da oraisa. That is the Rama. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, de bittel asehu b'miniyam ilakayim. Vein osa shemaisa neged rasan Hashem yisbarach. Not doing a mitzvah. Okay. It's passively not fulfilling the word of God. But actively? Actively? No. It's chas v'shalom. Right? You can't. Therefore, you have to give away all your money to prevent. If you look in the Prima Godem here, he says, and what about an isser da rabbanan? What about an isser da lo saseh da rabbanan? So the Menachas Chinuch also talks about this. Menachas Chinuch discusses this in the we have it here. Menachas Chinuch discusses this in Shin Chavtes. In Shin Chavtes, in the mitzvah of not gathering the Paris Ilan in the regular way. He quotes this Prima Gadim. Misupak. Itzarach Lavazvez Koma Monu Bishwalosa Se Durabanan. You have to give away all of your money to prevent. So what is our Gemara talking about here? Right? What are we talking about here? So it sounds like Harisha, so maybe that's Daraisa, but according to Tosfos' pshat of what we just said, it's Shvius B'Zvanah, which is Durabanan. So Shvius B'Zvanah, Durabanan, what does the Gemara say? That you're allowed to. That you're allowed to, you know, work the land. You're allowed to work the land. So is that what we would normally say? The Minchas Chena says, maybe Shiny Shvius. V'efshol l'chalik, t'kani, t'iru chazal ba'atzman v'heim amru. I'll explain it more in a different time. Okay, so this is a little bit about Anasim forcing one to work the land during Shemitah. Next. Originally, when the Malchus was forcing them to get money for taxes, therefore they had to work the land, either Pikuach Nefesh or because the Shvius B'Zvanah Durabanan. That's why Reb Yanai said, you can do one Harisha. You can't do a second one, because that would be for you. But you can do one Harisha. Continuing, we'll go with the Girsa of the Mara Folda. Kad Mashmid Havi Mevar. Once the Gzera was rescinded, Chamitun Damyan Kovata. Rabbi Yanai saw that people thought that this was a permanent heter. They kept plowing their land even though they didn't need to give the taxes anymore. Amarloni said to them, this is all in the Mara Folda, Ha Isser Sharalachon. What, you think the Isser is totally, it's mutter? Mirdi Sharalachon. I just wanted to prevent persecution. I didn't want you to get taken into jail. But Damian Kavanta, it appears from your action that you think that this is a blanket heter, that it's always mutter to plow? No! It was only pikuach nefesh. Right? Sometimes people get used to heterim. People get used to kulis. You know, people get used to like getting away with shortcuts. You know, after Corona, people got used to skipping half a davening and not davening in the appropriate places. And, you know, it's hard because people get used to certain things. Lahavdil, but not so lahavdil. Anyway, we continue. Amr Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi Kumei Rabbi Yavo Lokin Amr Rabbi Zira Rabbi Yochanan Shim Rabbi Yanai. Wasn't this said? Rabbi Zira said this. Rabbi Zira Yirmi Rabbi Yochanan Shim Rabbi Shimon Yotzadok Nimnu Ba'aliyas Beit Nitzeh. That's the gears that we have in the Bavli Bulud. Al Kol HaTorah, we're going to end up asking Al Kasha soon, but the question is, Al Kol HaTorah, Minayim Yom Margoy, Li Yisrael, La Ralachat V'Kol HaMitzvah Mersh Patorah, the big three. We know generally, if a non-Jew, if a Goy tells a Jew, he forces him to violate one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, Chutz Mi'avod HaZor V'Shi Gila Reis V'Shi Chazdamim, except for the big three. So the rule usually is that we violate. Yavar V'Al Yeharik. Usually the rule is, right, you violate the Avera, right, you don't allow yourself to be killed or kill yourself because it's not one of the big three. Had the same bein alavein atzmo. When do we say by shar averos it's ya'avar ve'al yehareg? That's only in private. Aval berabim, but in rabim afilu mitzvah kala lo yishmalo. Even a mitzvah kala, right? If it's by shar averos, if it's in public, you're not allowed to do the avera. Question mark. What's the question? Question is, what do you mean? But Shemitah, this is working the land is in public, right? So this is by Shara Veris. So why did we say that it's allowed? Why do we say that it's allowed? Kasha, Answer, kegon lulanis upapis achiv. Like these two brothers, shenasu lemayim, right, what did they do? So this is an example of, even by Shara Averis, according to, we have one version of the story of Lulanis and Papis here. Rashi and Tainis, Daf Yud Ches, quotes a different version, that there was some, basically a liable against the Jews, that they killed someone, and they were going to kill all the Jews. And these two Jews went and said that they did it in order to be killed themselves and save all the other Jews. But that's not the version of the story that we have here. We have a different version. So they said, that they were given water in a colored glass vessel, and they didn't want to take it. This was some type of clearly idolatrous non-Jewish behavior, and there was an aveira of chukas ha'akum. There was chukas ha'akum here. Or maybe I shouldn't say idolatrous, but non-Jewish. The Gemara in Baba Kama talks about they tied their shoelaces in a certain way. Question mark. So what do you see from here? So you see that even by shara aveiras, if it's in public, you have to give your life. So how did these Jews, work the land, even if it was for money, but it's shara aveiras? Samar lo miskaven mashma datchon. Their kavana in that story wasn't to be ma'avir ladas. It wasn't to show that their God is wrong. But was kaven ela migvi anonin. They just want the taxes. What's called hanas atzman. So if it's hanas atzman, then by shar averos, one does not have to give their life, even if it is in public. Even if it is in public. This relates to, not exactly, a major fundamental machlokas between the Balamar and the Ramban in Sanhedrin. Okay, it's really the Balamar against everybody else. But there's a Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about, the Gemara says, on Daf Ayin Dalet, Esther Amalka, how'd she do it? Right? She was Befarhesia. Right? So the Gemara answers, how'd she do it with Achashverosh? How is she, isn't that Gilead Arias? But the Gemara doesn't say Gilead Arias. It says Befarhesia. So the Gemara answers, two answers. Either, I'll read you the Gemara, Ayin Dalet Amid Beis here in Sanhedrin. How did Esther do it? So answer number one, Amar Abaya, Esther Karka Olam Haisa. Whatever that means, passive. Rava Amar Hanaz Atman Shaini. Rava says it was done for Achashverosh's pleasure, not to disprove the God of the Jews. He didn't even know that she was Jewish. It was just for Hanaz Atman. Dilote Mahachi, because if you don't say that, Hani Kavaki V'dimunaki, these types of kalim that the Goyim forced us to give them in order to use for their Avodah Zarah practices, Hechi Avinalu, how do we give it to them? It must be it was done for their own personal pleasure, not to prove that our God is wrong. That's the Gemara. Says the Balamar, what is this Gemara telling me? Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet. The Balamar says, you see from there, that's talking about Gilead Arias and Avodah Zarah. And what does the Gemara say? Hanos Atzman. Says the Balamar, a huge chiddush. The big three Averis are only Aser Yeharig Val Yavar if the guy is doing it L'Haver Aladas. If he's doing it to show that the Jews are wrong, etc. But if it's Hanas Atzman, even the big three are mutter. That's how the Balamar reads this Gemara. And says the Ramban, and most other Rishonim, Chas V'Sholom! Chas V'Sholom! The big three Averis are Aser, period. Doesn't matter what the Kavana is. That Gemara, it wasn't real Avodah Zarah, it wasn't real Gilead Arias. Why wasn't it really Gilead Arias? She does Rabbeinu Tam, Ksubas Daf Gimel, in Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam, Bias Akum is not Gilead Arias. Right? Be of a non-Jew. Number two, Avodah Zarah? That's not Avodah Zarah there. Are the Jews doing Avodah Zarah? They're giving the Kalim to the Goyim to do. That's Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah. So by Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah is not Avodah Zarah, says the Ramban. So both of those cases, it's not real Gilead Arias, it's not real Avodah Zarah. Real Gilead Arias and real Avodah Zarah? It's not Mutter Mishum Hanas Atzman. No, Chas V'Shalom. Right? But the Baal HaMor says yes. That Machlok Baal HaMor Ramban is important on many levels. The Baal HaMor seems to say that Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah. Is Avodah Zarah. So it seems to be a Machlok is about Lifnei Iver. Again, that's a... But our Gemara here says limits by Shar Averos Hanas Atzman. Shar Averis Hanas Atzman is Mutter. The Baal HaMor went one step further and said even by the big three Averis, Hanas Atzman is Mutter, but like I said, most Rishonim don't say that. Again, there's so much that we could talk about here, but we'll leave that for now. Let's continue. Kamehim Rabim, when it says in public, how much is public? Rabbanan Tikisar Namar Nasara, Dechsiv, Vinikdashti, Besok, Bnei Yisrael. We know the source, Vinikdashti, Betok, Bnei Yisrael, and you have the Xerashava, Betok, for the Meraglim, which are 10. Rabbi Avuna Zira Chamnune Pari Chori Chamra Bishovsa, Rabbi Avuna Zira. He was seen one time walking behind a laden donkey on Shabbos. That's the malacha of Mechamer, following after your donkey on Shabbos. So Rav Yonah and Rav Yosa Horin La'ar Sakinas Bishovsa. Rav Yonah and Rav Yosa, they baked for the head, the czar, whatever it was, the prince at that time, on Shabbos. They baked for him at the time. So Amar Rav Yona, Kashita Kumi Rav Yona, Abba Lokein Amar Rav Zeira. But don't we say that you have to give it? What are you doing? By if they're doing these, they're forcing you to do this, but you have to give your life for these, right? By Mechamer and these two cases. Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem, Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon Yosadek, Nimr Elias Beis Nisabalud, of course, our whole Gemara that we already had. I'll call out Torah Minayin Shem Yomar, Goy Lishol Avar, Alachas B'Gol Mitzvah Moshe Matorah. Chus Min Avod Azor, Gidor Asher Shechaz Domim. Yavar V'Al Yehareg, right? And you have the halacha of being over. Had the detain on the top of Chav Chesem and Aleph, Bein Olav, Bein Atzmo. Avol Barabim, Afil Mitzvah, Kala Lo Yishmalo. Kigon Liyanis, Upapis, Achiv, Shnosla, Mayim, Bechli, Zchuk, Etzvo, Olo, Kibla, Mehen. Question mark. So how did these rabbis do it? Well, why did they give their life? Same answer. Amar lo eskavein mishamdun, v'lo eskavein ela mechol pita chamima. They just wanted hot bread. They wanted hot bread. They were doing it hanas atzman, and therefore, because it's hanas atzman, that's why it will be mutter in these cases. There's a lot more here. Maybe we'll talk more about the big three next time as we continue here in the fourth parak of this jam-packed mesechta Shvius.